Welcome to Talks from the Bible, Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We must have faith in the existence, the reality of God. We cannot please God. It is impossible. Without faith, we must come to God believing that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We must believe in God and we must diligently seek God. We must believe that God is. God is declared to exist. The Bible declares unto us that God is. Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Hebrews 1 1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. These two passages of Scripture, the Old Testament and the New Testament, declare that God exists. The Bible does not seek to prove the existence of God. The Bible simply declares God. The Bible tells us that God is. We must believe in the existence of God. We must accept what the Bible has to say. We may not be able to prove the existence of God. We are simply to believe in God. We are to have faith in the reality of God. We believe God to be our Father. 1 Corinthians 8, 5, 6. But though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him. The Apostle Paul lived in a time of idolatry. You and I live in a time of idolatry. There were, in the words of Paul, those that were called gods. They were many, and there were many lords. In our own day, there are gods that are many. Perhaps pleasure is a god. Money is a god. Success is a god. Entertainment is a god. Faith is a god. In our land, in our world, there are many gods and many lords. But Paul declares that in the face of all of this idolatry, in all of this service to other gods and in the belief of other gods, there is to us but one God, and this God is the Father. By Him are all things. We are in Him because of God's love, God's mercy. He is our Father because God has allowed us through His grace, mercy, and love to become His child. Paul says, the God in whom I believe is my Father. Matthew 6 and verse 9, Jesus was teaching His disciples the manner of prayer. He said, after this manner, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. When you pray, know that God is your Father. He is the one through whom you have come. He is the one through whom you are blessed. He is the one through whom your life is sustained and by which you have the provisions and the necessities to sustain your life. Pray, our Father. We believe God to be our Father. 2 Corinthians 6, 17, 18. Wherefore come out from among them. God is calling His people to a separation of the unbelief, the infidelity, the idolatry, and the sinfulness of that culture, we likewise in our day and time are to come out from among them. And be ye separate. We are to separate ourselves from the sinfulness, the filthiness, the idolatry, and the infidelity of our time. Touch not the unclean thing. And God's promise, I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. God gives us a promise that he will be our father. There are conditions for God to be our father. We must separate ourselves from the sinfulness of the world. We must be separate from the world. We must live according to a different code of conduct. We must be moral in our thinking and moral in our living. We must serve God and call upon him as Father. We must believe in the existence of God and believe that God is our Father. We believe God to be our salvation. 1 Timothy 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. The apostle Paul identifies and recognizes God as Savior. God has saved us. God has saved us from our past. God has saved us from our ungodliness. God has saved us from our sinfulness. God has saved us from our failure. God has saved us from our loss. God has saved us from our futility. God is our Savior. Through him we have salvation. And because of salvation, we have hope. God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Only through salvation can we have hope. We have hope in forgiveness. We have hope in redemption. We have hope in eternity. We believe that all of our tomorrows will be better than our yesterdays because of the salvation through God. Titus 3, verse 4, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Paul has described the sinfulness of the time. He has described the immorality of this people, and he declares unto them that God has been kind, God has loved them, God has become their Savior. Through the kindness and love of God, we know him as Savior. He is our salvation. He has saved us from our past life. He has saved us from the condemnation of the future. Through his salvation, we have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the reality of God, and we believe that he is our Savior. And because he is our Savior, he has become our Father. We believe God to be our provider. We believe that God takes care of us, that he provides for us, that he gives to us the necessities of life and all of the blessings that we enjoy in this life. James 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There is no change in the character of God. The God of yesterday is the God of today and will be the God of tomorrow. And James says that every good gift and every perfect gift has come from him. God has provided for us. He has provided for our life now. He has provided for our future. He provides for us on a daily basis. He pours into our life constant blessings of comfort and joy and peace and hope. In Acts 17 and verse 25, Paul had come to Athens Athens was a city that was wholly given to idolatry. But there was a recognition, even in the city of idolatry, of an unknown God. Paul sought to declare this God unto them. This was the God of the Bible. This was the true and living God. This was the God who had created. And Paul said he is the God who has provided. Neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needeth anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. The life that we have is the gift of God. The breath that we breathe is the gift of God. All things that we have, both material blessings and spiritual blessings, are from God. We have what we have because of God. We are who we are because of God. God has provided for us and sustained us. Matthew 6 and verse 8 and verse 30, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Jesus Christ is telling his hearers that if they will seek the kingdom, if they will seek God, if they will put their treasure in heaven, then God will take care of them. He will give them what we, he will give us what we need, because he knows our need even before we ask him. God knows who we are. God knows what we need in our life, and he provides that. Jesus reminds them that God clothes the grass of the field, and tomorrow that grass will die, it will wither and fade in its glory. Shall he not much more clothe you? Will he not provide for you, for you are better than the grass? God is our provider. We believe God to be our future. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. God has promised us life. He has promised us a future. Through Jesus Christ and our belief and commitment to Christ, we have the promise of eternal life, everlasting life. We know that our life upon this earth will end. We are temporal, we are terminal, but there is a promise of a future with God. We must believe God to be our future. We must trust God to be our future. We must commit our way unto God so that our future will be secure. John 5, verse 21, the words of Jesus are, "For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." God will quicken us from the dead. Death is not the final word. Death is not the termination of our existence. The Father has raised up the dead. He's raised up Jesus. He's quickened them. He's made them alive. And so the Son promises us to quicken those whom he will, those who will come to him in faithful obedience, those who will trust the keeping of their soul unto him. Jesus Christ will quicken. He will raise us up. That is our future. If we think merely that this life has an end, that death is certain and will come eventually, that's rather a bleak hope. But to look and know that beyond death, there is a life, there is a promise, there is a hope that brings comfort to our soul and helps us through the difficult times of life. We have a future if we believe in God. 1 Corinthians 15:57, Paul has spoken of the resurrection of the dead. He has established the truthfulness and the certainty of the resurrection by establishing the veracity, the truthfulness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The context of this chapter is victory over death because of victory over sin. Jesus Christ provides man with an eternal hope, an eternal promise. it is foolish not to believe in the existence of God. Have a heart of faith that causes you to surrender your life and bow your knee and give your heart to God in faithful obedience to His will. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.